Where most nerds have gone before, this is Nerd Rage, the Great Debate. Coming at you live from Comedio HQ, this is Nerd Rage, the Great Debates, the podcast equivalent of the waterfall fight scenes in Black Panther with 100% less Michael B. Jordan. I'm your host and moderator, Mark Abrigo, and today we are debating the sexiest captain in Star Trek history. Now, if this is your first episode, we're in season 3, y'all, so feel free to check out nerdragepodcast.com for more geektastic episodes. And if you like what you hear, check out our Patreon and give us some of that cash money to help keep the show going. But enough of the housekeeping. You came for Star Trek, so let's make it so. See what I did there? Oh, shoot me.
I don't get it, Mark.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and introduce some of our debaters here. To my right, he's sporting the coolest mohawk I've seen in a long time.
You've seen so many. Thank you.
quite a few. He is El Capitan of Comedio, and he's the head writer of the Fast Fangs and John Wag franchises.
Yes.
Give it up for Stephen Koo. Stephen, good sir.
Yes.
I actually didn't even know you were a huge Trekkie, so...
I'm not.
Well, damn. This is a great way to start it. Stephen, good sir. Which Star Trek captain will you be championing today as the sexiest in all of the history?
I will go with George Samuel Kirk, played by Chris Hemsworth in the first new Star Trek reboot movie.
All right. It's very
because you just needed a lot of material to work from.
It's a very Steven answer, ladies and gentlemen. Now, any particular reason you went with, I mean, I should know this, but any particular reason you went with Chris Hemsworth?
Aside from the obvious, like, sexiest factor, I'm going to go with the fact that I've only seen the rebooted Star Trek movies and parts of season 3 of The Next Generation.
Parts of season 3 of The Next Generation?
Yes, I decided to get into Star Trek. I wanted to be a Star Trek Trekkie nerd, and I wanted to get into the canon and the fandom and all that. So I decided to just start putting on random episodes of it on Netflix. And I was like, I put on some of the first season. I was like, this guy doesn't have a beard. So then I skipped ahead until that one character started getting a beard, because I assumed that's when it gets good.
The good old beard factor, yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's
also why I went with Chris Hemsworth.
Okay, well, that's, again, very, very Steven of you. Now, it's funny, because you're more of a Star Wars guy. Does this feel like you're putting on a red coat here a little bit?
Is that a Star Trek reference?
Moving on. Next is Steven, everybody. He's one of our favorites here on Nerd Rage. One of the OGs, as it were. Everybody give it up for Tiramari Jothi.
Hi, Mike.
Tiramari, you are sporting an amazing beard, as usual.
Oh, thank you.
And what Star Trek captain are you going to be championing?
I'm going to be championing Captain Spock, because as we all know, in the year 2277, he was promoted to captain before he died and then showed up later again.
Oh, boy. I can hear a bunch of Star Trek fans listening to this going, what the fuck are we listening
to?
We're
talking about the sexiest captain. We're not talking about the duration of the captaincy.
Got it. Okay, fine.
He was the sexiest in that small, brief moment.
The master of the little-known exception, Tiramari Jothi. Okay. Well, Tiramari, thank you for being here. This is going to be a good one.
Thank you for having me.
Next to Tiramari, the ultimate Trekkie within our group here in Comedio. I'm shocked that we haven't done a Star Trek centric show before in the last two seasons. But season 3 is where we're gonna go, right?
I guess. Okay. I want to say that I am sorry for my championing of Star Trek in the Tournament of Champions. I did not do great. Got too many real feelings about that, and it then became too hard to make jokes. So I'm fine with us not fighting about the thing I love the most.
Well, you've heard the voice. You must know who this is. Everybody give it up for Christy Ohno.
Yay,
she's
thank
here.
Thank you. Hello. Hi.
Now, Christy,
yes.
As the Trekkie here, you are going to be one of our two big authorities on this. So there's a little bit of an advantage that you might have over these other two.
Just hearing that made my palm start sweating. I don't consider myself an authority on anything.
Thank you very much. In terms of sexy captains, though. Who are you going with? You just lit up right now. All right, who are we going with?
Okay, get this. I'm picking Captain Georgiou because she necessitates the existence of Emperor Georgiou in the Mirror Universe, who is, in fact, the sexiest Star Trek character of all time.
Nice.
There you go, friends.
Here we go. This is going to be good.
I know it's a little elaborate, but.
No. This is good. If anything, you just won back everybody that Tiramari and Steven turned off in the matter of 1 minute.
Oh, yeah. Cleaning up after Steven Tiramari. Yeah, I do that a lot.
Right.
That's classic uncanny sex, man.
Right. out of context, that sounds terrible. All right. And last but not least, a very, very special guest here on Nerd Rage, The Great Debates. He's a self-professed nerd, a little embarrassed to have a Star Trek podcast. He's the co-host of The Greatest Generation, the highest rated Star Trek show in all of Apple Podcasts. Give it up for Ben Harrison, ladies and gentlemen. Ben,
thanks. I'm really excited to be here.
Great to have you, sir. All right. Now, you've heard the competition so far. What captain are you championing, and how confident are you after you've heard the last three?
Well, I'm brimming with confidence, and I'm also going to pander very badly to the Star Trek fans in the audience by picking Captain Jean-Luc Picard.
Ooh.
Jean-Luc. Everyone here just went, oh my God.
I have never been on this debate podcast before, so I figured I would make it easy on myself by picking the sexiest captain. No.
Very, very strategic, Ben. Personally, myself, I was asked, like, you know, which one would I champion, and I was going to go with Captain Sisko from Deep Space Nine until I realized he had nothing to do with the thong song. So we are, yep, going early. And I've turned off everyone else with that one. All right. So we've went ahead and introduced all of our contestants and their particular captain of choice. We're going to get into the debate right after this break.
Hi, I'm Jacob.
And I'm Annie. Have you ever enjoyed a palaver?
Is it good to be the dog's dinner?
Who is this Bob, and why is he your uncle?
For the answers to all these questions, you'll have to listen to our podcast, Boo to a Goose, breaking down British and American expressions and idioms.
We use them, define them, and explain their history, all in a short, digestible format.
So go ahead and check out Boo to a Goose wherever you get your podcasts.
Cheerio!
That means goodbye.
Hey everybody, my name's Dane.
And I'm Jimmy.
And our podcast is called Bubbling Questions.
We do would-you-rathers from listeners and a Twitter bot.
Along with one-person game shows using ridiculous stuff we find on the internet.
Like what kind of ridic are we talking?
I shall not tell you.
Okay, all from our very real hot tub.
Oh yeah, very real, not a gimmick at all. Find Bubbling Questions wherever you get podcasts.
And I'm Jimmy.
Today, documentary films are experiencing a major renaissance, and for good reason. But why are audiences increasingly choosing fact over fiction?
Is it a dearth of realism, like endless comic book sequels and end-of-the-world action movies? Are viewers choosing authentic storytelling over spectacular visuals and far-fetched plots?
Or maybe it's because docs f***ing rule. Hi, I'm Parker Romaine.
And I'm George Chen.
And we host SupDoc.
We didn't go to film school. We're just two comedians that dork out on docs.
And since 2015, we've been recapping amazing documentaries with comedians, actors, and filmmakers like legendary comedians Dana Gould and Todd Glass.
Musicians like Yacht and Dan Deacon.
And even media stars like Jesse Thorne and Francesca Fiorentini.
The AV Club called us enlightening, and Boing Boing said, SupDoc is a great idea for a podcast.
So find us wherever you get your podcasts or join us at supdocpodcast.com.
And follow us on social media at SupDoc Podcast.
And we are back here at Nerd Rage, The Great Debates, where we are talking the sexiest captain in Star Trek history. We've got four, maybe two big Trekkies, two folks who decided to jump on Wikipedia to show how much they know about sexy Star Trek captains.
In the mirror universe, I'm probably a great Trekkie.
And I have a beard.
And you have a beard. Yeah. Okay, well... this is going to be one of our very well-received free-for-all episodes where we are going to take four different contestants in this case, and they're just going to go at it against each other. Now, what's going to happen is that each contestant here will have 2 minutes to make their point about their particular captain and why they're the sexiest. Then we're going to go around, head right back to the beginning, and then they will give a one-minute rebuttal, and we are going to then give it to... Well, actually, you know, we've got quite a sizable studio audience here, so you guys might be determining who is going to win this. Give it up, studio audience. Where are you at? They're all here for you, Ben. Okay. you might have this one in the bag. It's yours to lose. All right. So we're going to start with Steven first, because we're going to start off strong. If you've never heard the show before, you're going to hear some sound effects just to show that we have some semblance of order to this chaotic show that we do here. When a debater starts, you will hear this. With 10 seconds left, you'll hear this. Maybe not that. With 10 seconds left, you'll hear this. There we go. And if when they're done, theoretically, you'll hear this. All right. Steven, are you ready to go?
Yes.
Pop quiz, what's the name of your captain? Without looking at your screen, go.
Oh, it's Captain Kirk, the real one.
Fair enough. All right. Steven, you'll be talking Chris Hemsworth in his expansive role. In that first reboot.
I'm not talking about Chris Hemsworth. I'm talking about the Star Trek captain.
George Kirk, correct?
Yes.
All right.
I was going to say, you must be a fan because you knew that off the top of your head.
I did. All right, Steven, we're going to give you 2 minutes on the clock to make your case in 3, 2, and 1.
I would like to start this debate with a rebuttal.
What?
It's because I already know the attacks you guys are going to throw at me. You're going to throw, Steven, you're clearly looking at your phone the entire time you're doing this debate, but in your faces, look at my phone, there's only 2 quotes from this character on IMDb because he's only had 2 lines of dialogue. Yet when I say George Kirk, we all know exactly who I'm talking about. When I say George Kirk, you think Chris Hemsworth. And who's more bangable than Chris Hemsworth? That's right, nobody. I don't even know the names of all these other characters that are in this debate because I wasn't really listening to you guys because I was trying to find any information about George Kirk. And the wiki's a little sparse, guys. Which says to me that this character got his own Wikipedia entry off of just 2 lines of dialogue because that's all he needed. We see George Kirk. Think about, in a world of Sulus, Uhuras, and Spocks and other words I've never heard of, we've got George. And damn it, George is a reliable fella. He sacrificed himself because the ship was exploding and there was nothing else he could do. He's responsible for the second sexiest captain of all time, Captain Kirk Jr., William Shatner, Chris Pine. Take your pick, they're both hot, but not as hot as Chris Hemsworth. Oh, also, Chris Hemsworth is amazing. Picard, have you seen it? Did you see him in Logan? The guy couldn't get out of a truck. Chris Hemsworth, even in Endgame with a fat suit on, was hot AF. He was hot because he had confidence, and he was hot because he's just a nice guy. I don't know if you've seen like the internet, but like Chris Hemsworth is amazing, and every picture of him with clothes, without clothes, it's all great. All mwah, chef's kiss stuff.
All right. Well, that was Steven, ladies and gentlemen.
Representing George.
Representing George. Steven opening up with the good old Eminem from 8 Mile gambit, which is I'm going to throw out my stuff at their obvious sort of targets first. In this case, that one thing he said, 2 things. I think he had more than 2 lines, actually.
Well, it's like multiple lines, but IMDb only broke it down to 2 quotes.
Okay, fair enough. You also went with the highly coveted can't get out of a truck defense, which is fun, I guess. Well, I think we lost some more Star Trek fans, but we're going to game them back. Oh, shit, it's Tiramari. Hold on. Tiramari,
yes.
Good sir.
Yeah.
You were talking about Captain Spock.
I am.
Do you know in what iteration of this, like, he was captain? Was this in, like, the books?
Well, in The Wrath of Khan, he appears as a captain and then nobly sacrifices himself. Wow, that's really sexy. I know. It's very sexy.
Well,
thank you, audience.
Good. Tiramari, we're going to give you 2 minutes on the clock to make your points. We're going to hear from you in 3, 2, and 1.
Steven is right that confidence is key. And I think that when you are a person who is in complete control of your logic and your being, when you look at someone with that steady gaze and that deep, soothing voice, you feel safe, you know? You feel protected. You know that this individual is going to be honest with you, and what's sexier than being true to others?
What?
Sorry.
The point is that Leonard Nimoy... or Captain Spock, however you want to say it, is a person who clearly gets you. He can mind meld with you. He can connect with you on that deep emotional level. He can be there for you in any intimate way that you want. You know? He's also mixed race, and that's pretty hot. Let's be real about that, okay? This isn't, you know, we're just being honest with ourselves. And yes, sacrificing himself for his friends, that is, I think, a turn on. I think that's pretty cool, being that brave and being that ready to be there for the people that you care about. I did, as you know, Mark, because you were my director in this show, I did play Dr. Spock mm-hmm. on the stage, and I never felt sexier in my little bowl cut.
Point of order, Dr. Spock is a pediatrician. We're talking about captains here, Tiermaier.
And that means he's just great with kids, and that's pretty sexy, too.
Please talk some more, Tiermaier.
All right, cool. I'm gonna go back. What I'm trying to say is that I think Spock could go long and prosper if you were to have a night with him. And who could possibly forget Leonard Nimoy's song about Bilbo Baggins, which I'm going to play for you.
No,
right
no.
Now.
Here we
you
go.
You got 10 seconds.
Here we go. Yeah.
We can cut this out in post.
There we go.
That's all you need to hear.
You feel like having sex now after hearing that?
Yeah, Google it. Google it. He sang a real song about Bilbo Baggins.
That got me hot. I don't know what you're talking about,
Thank
Steven.
You, Mark.
Well, thank you for that, Tiermaier. We're going to head over to Christy here. Christy, you've heard what the other two had to say. I'm sure you're going to come out strong with yours. What did you just mutter into the microphone? Christy, we're going to hear from you. 2 minutes on the clock in 3, 2, and 1.
Hello. I am going to try and stay cool for this whole thing. Already a little bit upset. So I have chosen to champion Captain Georgiou from the Star Trek Disco series. It's Michelle Yeoh. She's already super cool, badass fighter, and a great actor. Philippa. Oh God, already. Anyway, Captain Georgiou in the universe, Prime Universe. Necessitates the existence of Emperor Georgiou, who is the Terran leader in the Mirror Universe. And she is the most incredible badass bad guy ever, of all time, in any series, Star Trek or otherwise. She does my favorite thing as a bad guy when she's in a brothel. She's like, I'm going to take you and also your friend. A lady and a dude banging, like bisexuals, I guess the most villainous of all people. Super exciting. And then she does the other thing where she bangs them so good, they don't even want her to pay. That's right. That is so sexy. So sexy. She's in the Mirror Universe, light sensitivity. All they do is stay inside and bang. She's going to be the best. Let's see what else. She also fights really well, and I feel like that's pretty kinky. She in the Mirror Universe would have come up with the agonizer booths. Again, electroshock, violet wands, very, very exciting stuff. I feel like I am alienating myself on this particular topic. Don't worry about it. She is very attractive. I don't know. Listen, this guy barely exists. George Kirk. And then...
tomato.
Yeah. Also, Tiermaier doesn't know what he's talking about ever. Okay. Done.
And the ad hominem attacks begin. All right. Thank you very much, Christy. She was Captain Georgiou was also great in Crazy Rich Asians.
That's right.
Where she a little bit of that personality showed up in that movie too. I'm sure.
And Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. We can go through all of her.
Tomorrow Never Dies. Right. Yeah. All right. Ben. Ben, of course, from the Greatest Generation podcast. Ben, you have 2 minutes on the clock to talk a little captain, a little known captain named Jean-Luc Picard. So we're going to hear from you. 2 minutes on the clock in 3, 2, and 1.
Well, you know, Captain Picard is the low-hanging fruit of sexy captains. He's really got it all. He's got the body. He's got the face. He's got the mind. He's a moral actor who has attracted women on Risa and women on Risa. he's also, very talented in lots of different areas. He's an anthropologist, an archaeologist. He plays the flute. I think we can do the math on what a skilled flautist might be capable of in the bedroom. And this guy, he just looks great, you know? Whether it's the uniform, the, like, standard issue red shirt uniform, the action jacket version of the uniform, or his off-duty, super deep V casual wear. The guy always looks great. He's always well put together. And he's a Frenchman, but somehow has learned to speak received pronunciation English in a beautiful Shakespearean accent. And I just, I can't imagine anything more devastatingly sexy than that. I think Captain Picard is, it's a bit of a cheat to pick him, right? Because he really has just about everything that every other captain has and more. And I don't really have anything else to say.
All right. Well, looks like Ben's going to drop the mic here. Let's go ahead and end that for him. Now, I'm curious here, Ben. Obviously, you know, with the new series Picard coming out, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, we've already heard some ageist comments from my competitors, and you know, obviously he's a much older man now with his new series, but I think that, you know, you can be sexy as long as you feel sexy, and I'm sure that he'll be very sexy in the new show.
Good to hear. I saw some of the trailers. Is he just hanging out at his, like, he's a vintner, right? Like, is that?
Brothers,
yeah. Vineyard. Yeah. So I guess they're pulling him out of retirement, and he's going to be all cool and badass.
I saw the poster. I was hoping it's like a Star Trek John Wick, right?
Jean-Luc Wick. Thank you very much.
John Wick.
Good. Nice one. All right. We're going to head back to Steven. You guys will be doing your rebuttals here. Feel free to go as ad hominem as possible or personal. I don't know how much more left that you have, Steven. So we're going to get. I'm wondering. We have a minute on the clock.
I didn't know the host could do ad hominem.
We're going to give you a minute on the clock here to make your rebuttals.
I did.
Steven, in 3, 2, and 1.
Let me start this rebuttal with an argument. Let me talk to you guys on a level that you Trekkies will understand. Let's do the math on Star Trek. Fuck, marry, kill. Only one of these captains has had all three happen to one. We're talking about my boy, George. He is the only captain out of this entire gauntlet that has proof that he's had sex twice. That's right. He's got George Kirk Jr. And he's got whatever the other one's name. The other Kirk. The one that we don't really care about. But the point is, he has physical proof that he's had sex twice. And I dare any of these other captains to provide me some proof that they've banged at least once. Oh, your captain went to a brothel? Yeah, maybe they didn't charge him because nothing actually happened. You know? There is no proof that your captain banged. There's no proof that there's proof that Jean-Luc Picard, after all this time, still hasn't settled down and found love. So, and I don't even know your Captain Spock? I've never heard of that.
Well, damn, Steven. I am wrong. You came out firing there. Mea culpa, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Dear Mari, we're going to throw it over to you here. You've got a minute on the clock to make your case for Captain Spock in 3, 2, and 1.
Let's consider his opponents in this battle real quick. Steven, if you had chosen Captain James T. Kirk, I think you would have had a fighting chance because Captain James Kirk is known to be a sexy captain. But George Kirk? Who's called George Kirk? That's the worst name I've ever heard in my life. I don't even want to say it out loud. George Kirk.
That's because it's the future. Yeah.
And then you're asking for proof of sex. But Spock is a Vulcan. He goes to the Punfar ceremony. That is a giant planet-wide Vulcan orgy. It's crazy. That is pretty fucking hot. That's sexy as shit. A giant planet orgy? Come on. That's great. Captain Giorgio, as a proud American, I do not find monarchy sexy. I like representative democracy. And also, hot people, because Michelle Yeoh is hot. We can admit this. But the question isn't whether she's hot. The question is if she's sexy. And hot people don't try as much, quite frankly. They don't have to. So that's my argument. And then Captain Picard, tea isn't sexy. I worked at a tea store for a while, and that clearly didn't do anything for me. So really don't know what's going on there. I rest my case. Thank you.
Thank you, Sir Mari. Nice. Well done, sir. Well done. Christy giving a big no.
Yeah, that'd be
her
angrier
one.
Than
All
ever
right.
before.
Christy, we're going to hear from you. You've been seething over the last 2 minutes just hearing these two.
I honestly cannot help it.
All right, Christy, we're going to hear from you, Captain Giorgio, in 3, 2, and 1.
Okay, so George Kirk, come on. Come on. This is not even a real argument, please. And the reason people say, like, what is it? Call me my first name. What is his name to my father? That's because no one cares about dads, dude. No one cares about George Kirk. They want James T. And as far as Captain Spock goes, like, man, I love Spock. He's a good guy. Also, Pon Farr only happens once every 7 years. So that is too long to wait for one time to have sex.
It's called magic.
Shut up, it's not. And then you have to have a baby. That's why they do it. It's like turtles on the beach. You know, that's not hot. That's not sexy. No one wants sex once a year. We're forced into it by accident, okay? So... Captain George, also Picard, nothing but respect for him, of course. My favorite captain. I have him on my shirt. It's not sexier than Captain Giorgio, Emperor Giorgio. Too sexy. Too sexy for a shirt. Too sexy for this show. She's the sexiest captain, now and forever.
Nice. All right. Ben, we've got you up next. You're going to make your rebuttal here. You've got 1 minute on the clock to talk why Captain Picard is indeed the sexiest captain in all of Star Trek. Let's hear from you in 3, 2, and 1.
First of all, Steven said something about George Kirk Jr. I don't know what that is. I don't think that there's any proof that that's a character that exists in the universe. So a guy that doesn't know anything about Star Trek is trying to make baseless arguments there. Chiramari, Spock dies as captain by getting irradiated. He's covered in green radiation burns all over his body. There's nothing sexy about that. And speaking of gruesome deaths, Philippa Georgiou got eaten. And I'm not talking in the sexy way. She got eaten literally.
Just prime the universe. It's okay.
Captain Picard's still at it. There's no telling how much sex he's been having. Even in his post-Starfleet career, he might still be banging away, you know? Who knows? Maybe he and Captain Captain Beverly finally got together. I know that...
I was going to say...
Sharing fanfics now?
Hey, do you have a favorite fanfic? Yeah. Dear Mari, is that why you jumped in?
No. I've got one about George Kirk Jr.
All right. Thank you very much, Ben. Guys, that's going to be it for this free-for-all. So we are going to throw it over to our wonderful studio audience, and we're going to try to figure out who won the debate of who's the sexiest captain in all of Star Trek. If you think, I'm laughing already, if you think that Steven won this with George Kirk, let's hear you.
Senior.
Woo!
Don't do this. Please. Come.
Huge reaction from Mike Manfred for George Kirk. And if you want to give this to Captain Spock and Tiramari Jyothi, let's hear you.
Good.
That is the logical answer.
If you want to give this to Christiana and Captain Giorgio, let's hear you.
That's fine. Listen.
Go ahead, Chris.
She's the sexiest.
Oh, all right. We'll see, because if you want to give this to Captain Jean-Luc Picard and Ben Harrison from The Greatest Generation, let's hear you. I'm looking over at producer Will Scoville here, and he's given me a very, very confident nod, a wrath of confident nod, if you will. Boom! I did it. Kill yourself, Mark. We're going to give this one to Ben. Ben, you won this one.
Yeah, what do I win?
How do you feel, sir? Was this a foregone conclusion for you? Was all of the other, all the other debates, was that just what we needed to do to get to the real stuff here?
I mean... I don't think it was a fair fight, if that's what you're asking. But, I mean, I feel great. There's no telling how much sex this will lead to for me drafting off of Captain Picard's sexiness. So, yeah, I'm really excited about this result.
Excellent. Good to hear. Well, I tell you what, we're going to head over to the loser's bracket real quick. Steven, anything you want to plug before we get out of here?
For the record, George Kirk Jr. was in the deleted scene of the 2009 Star Trek movie.
Right.
I just want to plug that I was technically right, which is what...
You just want to plug the Blu-ray of that movie?
I mean, that's what the Trekkies care about, is they care about all that weird extended universe shit, right? That's all I want to plug. I don't know. Follow me on Twitter, @TheSuperKoo, last name KU. So... I hope you know how to spell those. If you can't spell those, don't follow me on Twitter.
Tiramari, what do you want to plug, sir, before I get out of here?
You can find me, just Google Tiramari, because my name is made up by my parents, and I'm the only Tiramari that exists. By this point, I'll probably be doing some stand-up all around the Bay Area, so you can see my social media for that. And then you can also catch me in October acting for 3 weeks in a play called The Unholy Trinity, which is an original adaptation of 2 H.P. Lovecraft short stories.
Nice. Christy, what do you want to plug before we get out of here?
You can follow me @RabbitPixie on all social media platforms. And I would like to plug a mental health comedy hour. It is happening every fourth Sunday at All Out Comedy Theater. And The Mermaid Show, which is happening every first Friday at All Out Comedy Theater. Heck yeah.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Christy. And Ben, I'm not sure if you've got anything to plug, but if you can reach deep, what do you want to plug here?
Well, if you enjoy Star Trek and podcasts, maybe combine those two interests in my podcast. It's called The Greatest Generation. It's on MaximumFun.org or whatever you're using to listen to this. You could probably find The Greatest Generation on there.
Nice. Guys, give it up for Ben Hansen for taking time out of the schedule. Damn, dude. Thank you very much. Look,
thank you so much for having me.
As you know, it's funny, as like a nerdy sort of, you know, comedy group that we are, when we came up for the idea for this podcast, one of the first things we wanted to do and that we've done, I guess, officially as of now, is reach out to some folks with some really great content and have them come on. So thank you very much from the bottom of our hearts, man. Really thank you for that.
Oh, my pleasure entirely.
Right. So, guys, if you like what you heard on this episode, head over to nerdragepodcast.com. We've got 2 seasons worth of episodes. We are now in season 3 right now. So feel free to check out. There's a ton of stuff on there. I'm sure you'll find something that you love. And if you really do love it, give us some money over at our Patreon at komed.io. From all of us here at Nerd Rage, on behalf of Will Scovel and everybody here, live studio audience.
Yay!
Right. Thank you very much. That's been Nerd Rage, The Great Debates.